17 past seven, so Germany's been voting post-Angela Merkel era, first election since 1990 that Merkel's not on the ballot. Early polls suggest, well, a change of government was a possibility, but those polls turn out to be wrong. It's a dead heat. Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, German economist Oliver Hartwich is back with us. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
SPD 25, CDU 25, the Greens 15. What happens?
Oh, it will take months until they form a coalition out of that mess that voters just delivered. It would be, in New Zealand terms, a coalition of National Labour and ACT, or of the Labour Party, ACT and the Greens. And that's the choice that Germany now has. And you can see that these parties don't really have that much in common, and therefore it will take a long time to negotiate a coalition outcome.
And so if they did, whoever puts together the numbers, would it last?
It would probably last. I think it is still possible if you negotiate it well enough that it would last for a whole four-year term in Germany. I mean, so far that has always worked in German politics. But to get there, that will take a long time. Last time, they took almost half a year until they had a government together, and this time it's probably going to be even more complicated.
How much of this is Merkel, she's gone, and the bloke who took over from her they don't like?
There's a lot of that. I mean, Merkel won the last few elections based on her own popularity, and the bloke that they took now simply didn't match that. Actually, he made a lot of mistakes during the election campaign. He started off relatively well on about 30%. He's down to just around 24% now. And a lot of that has to do with his election campaign, which was simply not professional. So the choice of the wrong candidate, that played a big role in the election.
And so a lot of concern, Germany, the powerhouse of Europe, of course, does it remain the powerhouse of Europe if it drifts?
Well, I actually don't think it is the great powerhouse of Europe anymore anyway. But at least what you can say after this election, the worst outcome, the worst possible outcome that opinion pollsters actually told us before the election probably won't come to pass. At least the communists, the former Communist Party of East Germany, will not have a chance to be in the next government.
So how long do you give it before we cut a deal?
Oh, I think Christmas would be good.
All right, we'll call you back then and have you on the program. Appreciate it very much. Oliver Hartwich, who's the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative and German economist. This is MMP for you. The tail was never going to wag the dog, remember?